KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Prochet. FEMA surging resources in Maui, where the wildfire has displaced thousands.
According to the Biden administration, since the onset of these wildfires, there have been 300 FEMA workers on the ground in that area. And what they've done is help provide more than 50,000 meals, 75,000 liters of water, more than 5,000 cots, and of course, more than 10,000 blankets.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. 111 people have died in the wildfire, but officials say they are still searching the badly hit areas, so that number could rise. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken with Paul Whelan, an American citizen wrongfully imprisoned in Russia for nearly 5 years. Whelan's family said Blinken assured him U.S. officials are doing everything possible to secure his freedom. Leaders of two political action committees arrested today for defrauding donors. Federal prosecutors say Richard Zeitlin and Robert Piero ran so-called scam packs that falsely represented how millions in donor money would be spent. This is ABC News. Los Angeles today announced a new police task force to investigate retail crime. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Office said it is aware of at least 170 organized retail thefts in the past 2 years. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said 22 investigators have been assigned to respond to the robberies.
No Angeleno should feel like it is not safe to go shopping in Los Angeles. No entrepreneur should feel like it's not safe to open a business in Los Angeles. So to Angelenos, our message is clear. Those who commit these crimes will be caught, they will be held accountable, and we will work to address this issue.
Apple has agreed to pay up to $500 million after settling claims it purposely slowed down older iPhones during upgrades. The company says it has never done anything to intentionally shorten the life of any Apple product or degrade the user experience to drive customer upgrades, and does not admit any wrongdoing. Alex Prochet, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help to solve a 48-year-old cold case. They are looking into the disappearance of Bonnie Rapinski, who was 33 at the time she went missing on August 12, 1975. She was last seen getting out of her husband's car. They were in the process of getting a divorce, but celebrated her birthday on the night of her disappearance. Officials say DNA evidence, which was not available back then, could help find some answers. Anyone who might have information on the disappearance of Bonnie Rapinski should contact the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. Brown County and the Wisconsin DNR want to hear from the public about what to do with dredged material. The two agencies are hoping to modify an existing agreement that allows them to get rid of the materials at Bayport. A meeting open to the public takes place August 30th at 4 p.m. at the DNR Service Center, 2984 Shawano Avenue. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It is day two of the Brown County Fair in De Pere, and we're here to help you enjoy every minute of it. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. We're taking a look at the Thursday, August 17th schedule. It's a good one. So here are a few of our personal picks for you. The animals, of course, and those being judged throughout the day, sheep, pigs, and horses. Plus, there's an official 4-H graduation at 5:30.
Terry, did you know there's a circus at the fair? It's the Dominguez family featured on America's Got Talent. I saw these guys. They are great. The last show of the day is at 6 o'clock tonight.
And then at 7, it's the truck pull, and it's included with your admission ticket. It all shuts down tonight at 10:30.
And make sure to look for the Civic Media Truth Booth. It's a chance for you to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning you. We'll be back with another Brown County Fair update tomorrow. If you need more info now, log on browncountyfair.com. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zomers, the one and only on the board. It is Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Welcome back to hour two of the program, Mr. Zomers. Great hour one, great topic. Good to have these kind of hot topics and some fabulous calls on both sides. It was just a great conversation, and that's what I love about coming to work every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for listening and calling and texting in. And that's the best part, is being able to hear from everybody.
Yeah. If you weren't with us, we were talking about policing, talking about these comments from State Representative Clancy down in Milwaukee, saying that the law, the profession, not the people, the profession of law enforcement is either dignified or has value. I disagree with that overall comment. I agree there has to be some reform, but I certainly believe that law enforcement has both dignity and value. And we had some great calls. The person that called, Ryan, that called, a former law enforcement officer, said he regrets it. It wasn't for him. Other people, obviously, more pro law enforcement, some not. But the fact that we can talk to each other and listen to each other, I think that's where progress gets made. So, great call. Going to have another topic this hour in the terms of gas burning versus electric vehicles. Do you believe that the gradual replacement of gas burning vehicles with electric vehicles is infringing on your individual rights? 844-967-2789. Do you believe that the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles is infringing on your individual freedom? And this goes to climate change across the world. We're seeing it happen right now in Maui in Florida, or in Hawaii. We're going to talk about it this hour. Before we do, Mr. Zomers, who is on your shirt today? Because I did not recognize it. It was but tell folks, stand up for those on the stream. Who is on the shirt today?
It's a pretty washed out picture. I can't get it to look nice, but that's because it doesn't. it is Sal Vulcano, if I'm saying his last name right, from Impractical Jokers. There's this picture of him from before he started the show where he had a couple, 2-3 extra pounds on him. Yes. And he hates that picture, so they use it for him for everything on the show.
All right.
And I ordered it for myself and 2 friends for our birthdays. Uh-huh. And then they accidentally sent me 2. So, well, 6. So we each have 2.
Well, very good. Very good. I can watch about 10 minutes of Impractical Jokers and I'm done with it.
But yeah, anyway. I don't watch a ton of it either. Yeah. It's just the shirt was really funny.
Sure, yeah. It's a funny shirt.
I have seen Joe Gatto live for stand-up
comedy. Is he good?
Yeah, it was really funny. And it's because it's a lot funnier than the show, I think.
Got it.
Because, right. You know, it's a comedian. It's not just like slapstick
sure.
messing with each other, which is funny to an extent.
To an extent, what is not funny is climate change. But here's the question. We're going to talk about it here on this hour. Do you believe that the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles is infringing on your personal freedom?
And I do. Now, I also do have a thought about that right away.
Yeah, give it to us, Mr. Sommers. What's on your mind?
Is the removal of candles from the market and the proliferation of flashlights and eventually flashlights built into your phone a violation of your rights?
Well, I think you're getting to the point, right? I mean, I didn't know this until a couple of weeks ago. I read a story. Apparently, unless you've got an old-time hardware store in your town, apparently you cannot buy an incandescent light bulb anymore. We've completely gone to the LED and all the other light bulbs. So slowly, over time, things change, right?
And I know that also, that's one thing that upsets some people, but LEDs are just way more efficient. Right. So that's getting manufactured now.
But do you believe that slowly replacing the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles is infringing on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Susan, listening to us in her car and calling in. Susan, we appreciate it. What say you?
What I'm saying is that actually I don't think that people should look at it as infringing on their rights. It's really improving their health and well-being and those of their children and grandchildren. So in the past, we had horses and buggies, and then we had other cars, and it's just kind of an evolution of our transportation system that should, in fact, make things better for everyone. And if you do have a car that you want to drive that has fossil fuels, then I think you should pay more for it because, the fossil fuels has been proven that they are the automobiles and trailers and tractors are the things that are causing the most pollution. So we know that that's a given. Mm-hmm. So we just have to really think about that. So I think you should just pay more for it then you want to pay $10 a gallon for gas or whatever. It's fine. You can drive it. But I just feel like it's another way to think about our climate change more as a health issue instead, because people get upset with the word climate change. So mm-hmm. if we frame it around people's health and well-being, how do you want to be healthier? How do you want your family to be healthier? No asthma and all that sort of thing that comes along with all these pollutants in the air. So,
Susan, nailed it. I could not have asked for a better segue, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about this. The climate change skeptics want things put in terms of their own agenda. We'll talk about it on the other side. If you're on the line, hold there. We'll get your calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So I don't know about that. But anyway, so because go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said I go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get. I don't know. It didn't work. And then I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS,
and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Mino and the Mayor.
With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working at Elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The Elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Summers, a little Beatles music there for us.
Good old Drive My Car by the Beatles from my favorite album, Rubber Soul, released in 1965.
Very good. Things have changed since 65, right? Things have changed indeed. So the question we're asking you, what we want to get into, do you feel that the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles is infringing on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call or text us on the Civic Media app. Going to take a couple of the app texts here. First of all, from Steve in Milwaukee on WAUK, great question. It'll be up to what the manufacturers offer people. Also, he says, more is better than less for the environment. Jeff and Shorewood listening in on WAUK, the Shaw says, not infringing if the corporate builders of motorized vehicles turn exclusively to electric, then that's the way it goes. And also from Jeff and Shorewood, was looking for a comparison. Last caller made it for me. The darn car industry went and moved away from the horse-drawn carriage. Well, there you go. I was curious about this because a national survey finds that only 46% of Americans accept the fact that climate change is mostly due to human activity. The Pew Research Poll held an in-depth interview with climate change skeptics.
Thanks, Ron Johnson.
Around the country to understand their thinking. So focusing in on people say that they're climate change skeptics. And what they found, what the researchers found, was that language is important to Susan, the last caller, to her point. They said when a person doesn't have personal experience with something, but then they hear people using terms like crisis and urgent threat, it's not surprising they develop doubts about the motivations of those who sound to them like alarmists. Now, there's plenty of sources in the media or online where their doubts of climate change are satisfied and turn into suspicious and deep mistrust. That's how easy it is for climate change skeptics to become a climate change denier. This national survey showed that 14% of Americans are in denial that climate change is happening. They think it's a hoax. Climate change skeptics are not open to hearing about the subject from national media, which is viewed as having their own agenda. Their words, not mine. But climate change skeptics might be open to hearing what scientists with expertise have to say about climate. What do you think about this? Is the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles infringing on your personal freedom? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim in Madison. Jim, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, I think you should
you should be able to buy what you want. The government should have no control over that. I had the hybrid electric Jeep, the one you saw Joe Biden driving around. I had that exact vehicle. And what I found out with that, having that, is when in Wisconsin, when it's cold, the batteries, it'd go full battery. I could drive up and down the Beltline every day, no problems. But when it was cold out, it would go to automatic. Your gas would run. But what I found out is, looking into the battery thing, is they say if 5% of vehicles in the United States goes to full electric, we're out of lithium. So, yeah. And then the other negative thing I got to say about it is, when you replace your battery, you pay a $7,000, and this is a little battery. This ain't no Tesla or anything.
Right.
You pay a $7,000 storage fee, and what that comes out to is that little battery that's 5 feet long is literally a $15,000 battery, which if you're paying, like I got a plug-in at work, so it was totally free to drive. It was great, but my biggest concern is the battery problem, you know?
I understand what, that. I totally agree with you, Jim, on that part about this concern about the battery. And I've asked friends of mine who are chemists and scientists, I said, what do you think is a worst thing for the environment that, as we continue on with, because I drive a Dodge Ram 1500, it's gas, right? But I said, yep. You know, what is worse, my gas-guzzling truck or buying a vehicle that's battery, and then what happens to that battery? And I'm deferring to people, because I'm not a scientist, I don't know, and people that I trust who are in science tell me that over the long term that the battery is still a better alternative, especially given the fact that this, we're not changing over to all electric any day soon. This is a gradual thing. So I share your skepticism and concern, but, you know, if it's a gradual thing, kind of like what happened with light bulbs, do you think, though, that it's infringing on our individual freedoms, you know, if it's a gradual thing?
Totally, kind of like our gas ovens. I mean, if you're a cook and you like gas, you can't buy a gas oven now in some states. That's no joke, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think no one should be told what they can buy or what they should be able to buy. But you look at Toyota; they're making leaps and bounds with their motors and how efficient and how, you know, not polluting they are. You know.
Let me ask you this.
We're getting far.
Sure, Jim. I'm just kidding, because I'm curious. I love your honesty, and I'm going to this poll from the Pew Research Center. You talked about your feelings on gas versus electric, respect that. What are your feelings, though? Do you believe that climate change is real and man-made, or are you skeptical about that?
I think it's totally man-made. And I think that you read that thing. If the United States goes to net zero, guess what? We don't make a difference. That's the problem. The whole world's burning bad, you know?
But you're not a climate change denier. You believe that it exists.
No, it has to.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I see road work outside, and it's gotten hotter every summer.
Yeah, right.
But I've gotten older, too, so, you know.
You and me both, Jim. You and me both. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Jim and Madison. Hey. Really appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Give us your thoughts on this. Is gradually moving to electric vehicles, gradually moving to electric vehicles over gasoline-powered vehicles, is that infringing on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the SAC. Mark from the SAC, always appreciate you, my friend. What say you?
I don't think it is actually infringing on rates, because climate change is going to infringe on all our rates. And the rest of the world is changing too. Even in China, they're making technological changes over there that they see the writing on the wall. That as well as we do, and that I certainly wish that when I replaced my range a few years back, I wish I would have actually gotten the electric oven and the gas top, and because I guess it's more efficient. You know, the newer electric ovens are far more efficient, I guess, than gas. I like cooking on the top with the range for some of the pans I have. That, but even that with the induction surfaces now, they're getting better and better all the time, and that and there's solutions out there. I mean, that if you would have you know, converted back when Jimmy Carter was talking about, you know, the conversion back then, just think the progress we could have made. But because the oil companies who knew back in the 1970s that this was going to happen, you know, the climate change was real and it was going to happen, that the difference we could have made. I mean, right.
I think it's interesting, the last caller, Mark, that, you know, that he, you know, thought it wasn't infringing on his individual freedom, but he totally believes in climate change. And I think that's an interesting position. I certainly believe in climate change, but I'm kind of like, I do like cooking with gas on the top of the range. So I mean, but I guess they're making progress, Mark, right?
Yes, they are.
Always appreciate it, my friend. Mark in the Sack, thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Let's get into Tom in Cedarburg. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. If you're really thinking about buying an electric vehicle, you should really look at if you have an accident and you're in an electric vehicle, there's a good chance you won't be able to get out of it because they have electric doors. And if you can't get out, you're most likely going to die because with the batteries that are in them, not only are they 500 volts DC, which can kill a firefighter or an EMT, once the battery starts on fire, it keeps on going, and it's almost impossible to put out. So there's a good chance you're going to die in an electric car if you get in a major accident and you're stuck in that car, because they're not going to use the jaws of life on you. And the only communities who have that training are larger communities. If you're up north or something like that, you're going to be dead.
So do you believe that the gradual, not overnight, but the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric, do you believe that's infringing on people's individual freedom?
Absolutely. Especially in a state like this, when you get 20 below. Mm-hmm. I have a friend whose sister has a Leaf, and in the cold weather this winter, she ran out of power.
Interesting.
She ran out of power.
Do you believe
like 75 miles.
What's your feeling on climate change? Do you believe that it's real, and do you believe that it's man-made?
That's a different question. If you want to talk about electric vehicles, that's the question that really needs to be talked about, because it's really, in my view, a scam. While you make the electric batteries, is a terrible thing for the environment. It's like strip mining. You have to strip the earth to get to the stuff. It's terrible in the countries in China and Canada where they get the stuff out to make these batteries.
No, I agree. I agree with you that it is two different questions, but in this research poll, they kind of made a correlation that many people who thought that climate change was not real also didn't like the fact this gradual transition to electric vehicles. But from what I'm hearing from you and others, that it can be separate. You can believe in climate change, but also not like electric.
So you cut me off now then, right?
No, I'm not. Go ahead. If you want to respond, you got 30 seconds if you want to respond. Go ahead.
Okay, well, do your research and really look up what's involved with owning an electric vehicle, especially in a state like this. It's not a good thing. And really, it's a scam to push. These companies are banking on the U.S. government paying for the lack of sales, because already the sales are dropping of electric vehicles. People are realizing it's not the way they want to go. Okay. And it's undue complexity. Look it up, honestly. Especially in this state, it's a wrong way to go. And Ford stopped making an electric truck, by the way, because it doesn't work.
All right, Tom. Tom of Cedarburg, appreciate your call and your viewpoint. Thank you so very much. Let's go quickly to Andy in Madison. Andy, you got about 35, 40 seconds. That's all yours. What say you? Hello, Andy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
As far as the infringement on rights, yes, absolutely. I think that's the wrong question on this, though. I think electric vehicles and the manufacture and the impact that the manufacturer has on the environment is a more important question. Several scientists have come out saying that just the mining operations, the manufacturing operations, and all of the diesel that it requires to ship all those things and put them all together would require a person to drive an electric car for 1,000,000 miles before they get to zero compared to a gas car.
All right, Andy, I appreciate it. Andy and Madison, I'm sorry I'm up against a break. Come back with Cindy and other calls in a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tidal Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perche. FEMA surging resources in Maui. where the wildfire has displaced thousands.
According to the Biden administration, since the onset of these wildfires, there have been 300 FEMA workers on the ground in that area. And what they've done is help provide more than 50,000 meals, 75,000 liters of water, more than 5,000 cots, and of course, more than 10,000 blankets.
ABC's Ike Ajachi, 111 people have died in the wildfire, but officials say they are still searching the badly hit areas so that number could rise. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken with Paul Whelan, an American citizen wrongfully imprisoned in Russia for nearly 5 years. Whelan's family said Blinken assured him U.S. officials are doing everything possible to secure his freedom. Leaders of two political action committees arrested today for defrauding donors. Federal prosecutors say Richard Zeitlin and Robert Piero ran so-called scam packs that falsely represented how millions in donor money would be spent. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A motorcyclist was seriously injured in a crash in Kewaunee County. The victim is a 67-year-old Kewaunee man whose motorcycle crashed into a Jeep Grand Cherokee. The incident happened Wednesday around 12 o'clock noon. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. The motorcyclist was taken to the hospital, and his condition is unknown.
The Brown County Board of Supervisors approved a pay increase for 911 dispatchers. The vote in favor last night was no surprise, as the county is in desperate need of dispatchers. Almost a quarter of its budgeted positions for operators are unfilled. Starting pay for dispatchers will go up $3 from $22 to $25 an hour. The county is also struggling to retain current emergency staffers who believe they are overworked and underpaid. Brown County has lost many employees to surrounding counties where the pay can be up to $10 more an hour.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. You can download the app at your favorite Apple or Android app store. Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, takes less than a minute. It is free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. Join us on the Civic Media app or across the airwaves on our many Civic stations across the state of Wisconsin. People got a little fired up here, Mr. Zomers. I love it. A great conversation on whether or not the gradual, not overnight, but the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric vehicles, is that infringing on your individual freedom?
I think that, personally, if it is a decision that the government makes and it is made with our current level of electric vehicles, I would say that is an infringement on rights, unless there was a system in order to get a gas burning vehicle. Because let's say you have a truck and you need to tow a trailer. We talked about this a little bit over the break that maybe 10 years ago, you just could not. Now you can, but it's just not there yet. It still kind of sucks. And weather is another concern that many callers brought up. If you live in Wisconsin and you need a truck because you're going to tow trailers, you just, that's, electric is not an option for you right now. And so if it was something that was conditional, like we're thinking about making this transition, but we need to observe and see where the technology goes, then I'd be like, yeah, okay. Because they're taking into account the thing that would be a problem.
What do you think? Is that the key word here is gradual? Is the gradual replacement of gas burning vehicles with electric vehicles infringing on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones up to beautiful Appleton, hometown of Harry Houdini. Cindy, up at Appleton, we appreciate you holding through the break. What say you?
Well, I probably should be on the Devil's Advocate show, but here's a comparison for you. All these people think that this is an infringement on their rights. Well, what about my rights as a woman to make a choice of my own body? So, you know, I say to all these people that think that's infringement on their rights, boo-hoo. But I am definitely a climate crisis supporter, a big advocate for it. But, you know, sometimes you just have to do what's the best for the community and go with the flow. But like I tell you, I don't have the right to do what I want with my body, so boo-hoo to all these other people.
Hey, great point of view, Cindy. Great call as well. Really appreciate it. Cindy up there in Appleton. I don't believe it's an infringement on my personal right as long as Mr. Zommer said it is gradual. As I said, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500 gasoline vehicle. It's paid for. I have a lifetime warranty on it. I will drive that Dodge Ram. It's a 2016. I will drive it until it falls apart. So I'm not going to be converting anytime soon. But as long as it's gradual over several years, I don't see it as an infringement. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the text line quickly from WMDX here in Madison. A texter says, electric cars are not infringing on my freedom. I do have concerns about the impact of batteries as well and the mining processes slash exploration of cobalt miners.
And how expensive are solid-state EV batteries going to be? That's another question. We don't know yet.
Another person from WMDX says, batteries are a transitional technology. Hydrogen fuel cells will be able to be retrofitted into battery-powered cars. I've not heard that one. That's very interesting. What do you think? Is the gradual transition or replacement of gas-burning vehicles to electric an individual or infringing on your individual freedoms? Let's go to Dan right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Dan, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
You know, it's hard for me. I mean, I think I dislike the government telling us what we can and cannot purchase. But at the same point, I do understand air quality issues. But on the flip side, you've got all the other, you know, issues with mining. What I think what we really should be talking about is looking at more than one way to fuel our economy. I mean, electric vehicles is one good thing, but another thing that we could be doing and should be doing, I think, is we should be looking into the technology. I can't remember the company off the top of my head, but there's a company and they set up a system down in Chile where they are actually making gasoline from the carbon dioxide in the air. It's very energy intensive, and they're fueling it off of windmills right now. But we could be doing it here and fueling it off of a nuclear power plant, making gasoline from the carbon dioxide in the air. The problem is the CO2 in the air. Let's pull it back out and use it to make gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2021, the world's first carbon-neutral fuel plant broke ground in Chile.
Wow, interesting. No, Dan, I agree with you. I'm all for a more technology and more advancements in research to find other alternative fuels. I'm all for that. And I'm also for better and more public transportation. And let me just, I'll just put it out there. Not so much, these rapid transit buses like they're doing here in Madison, that's fine. I just got back from New York, and we need more trains, we need more monorails, things that are clean, energy efficient, and can move people, and not in cars, especially in more urban areas. That's why I wish we had more of it in Wisconsin. All right, thanks, Dan. Dan and Madison, we appreciate you calling in. Let's go to our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. Jeff, thanks for holding and calling in. What say you?
Well, and I, no surprise to you probably, but no, I don't believe that it's an infringement on my personal freedoms. Like it says in the Bible, Todd, the good of the many outweighs the good of the few or the one. No, I'm sorry, that was in Star Trek.
Star Trek 2, still, Wrath of Khan, I believe. But yes, go ahead. Which to some of us is almost as important as the Bible, but go ahead.
It's still a valid point. So I know that a lot of, I've seen a lot of memes and things on the internet where they say that, you know, because you have to charge your electric vehicle, that you're really not saving any emissions. And I've actually seen memes that say that, well, because you're charging your electric vehicle, you're actually using more emissions, and that's not accurate. And the information that I looked up said that that if you have an electric vehicle, the emissions that would be in the air, you know, based on you charging the vehicle and things like that, would be less than if you had a car that got 50 miles per the gallon.
Wow. Interesting.
So you're saving, you know, and who has one of those, right? So you're saving, you're actually saving emissions. I mean, you know, my little Toyota gets like 32. That's pretty good, but that's not 50. So, you know, you're saving emissions by having an electric vehicle, even though you do charge it. And then that study that I just quoted was done several years ago. So we have a lot more renewable energy in the grid now and things. So that's probably actually, you know, even better than that now. So I think that, and like you and some of your callers or texters have intimated, you know, it's a transition technology, these batteries. We've got to find, you know, whether it's, you know, the hydrogen cells or whatever it is, we'll find something. But for right now, let's get these emissions down so that we can slow down the climate change, right? I mean, that's what we're trying to do here.
And where the heck are the transporters, by the way? That's what I'm waiting for, you know?
I know. And we were promised jetpacks, Todd.
Exactly.
Remember when we were kids?
Where are the jetpacks?
Everybody was flying around in jetpacks by the year 2000, and that could solve our problems right there. Get these scientist friends you were talking about working on the jetpacks, Todd.
That's right. Forget ethanol. Let's start working on jetpacks. Yeah, they're the transport systems. Jeff, always
exactly.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Have a great day.
Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure. Are this transition, the gradual, keyword gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric, is that going to infringe on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Roseanne, we appreciate you listening. Give us your take on
yes,
this, Roseanne.
I am.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't think we have a choice. We can't live at 120 degrees on this planet.
Right.
And I foresee what in the near future when we're going to have restrictions on driving, like we had, and like at 9/11 when they didn't have the airplanes flying, there'll probably be times when we have airplanes not flying, and they noticed how the quality of the air improved when that was not happening. Mm. I really foresee this in the very near future. Will there be alternate days that we can drive our cars if they're carbon emission? So I think we have no choice.
Roseanne, I love the call, number one. But can I ask, are you at an airport? I heard a jet go by. Are you on a tarmac? Where are you at?
No, I happen to live in the flight zone on the Near East Side
of
Madison.
Got it. Okay.
They're always flying over my house night and day.
Well, I can't thank you enough for listening to us. Are you listening on WMDX or on the app today?
I'm listening to the radio.
Oh, awesome. Well, over the air here on WMDX here in Madison. We appreciate it so much. Roseanne, thank you so much for listening. Great viewpoint. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for holding on there. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Todd. It's a great topic you have today. I believe in climate change. We need to take care of Mother Earth, and I believe in science, excuse me, And as long as it's gradual, it's not an infringement on my rights. But I also believe trains are some of the answer, or like monorail, stuff like that you mentioned before, because there's nowhere else to go. We got to take care of this place. So I for one drive a hybrid, which helps a little bit. But as long as they do it gradual, and I'm sure they're going to find out other ways to do this. The bottom line is I want to live here. And like the last caller said, we can't live in 110, 120 degrees. I don't know what it would end up being here in Wisconsin.
Right.
So, hey, great topic there, Todd. And it doesn't infringe as long as you use the word gradual, and then you threw in things like trains and monorails and several other people threw in a lot of other good ideas. So thanks for taking my call again, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Wisco Paul, I'm with you on this. I agree with everything you said. As long as it's gradual, I don't believe it's infringing on rights. But yeah, we have to diversify fuels. And also, we need more public transportation in major metropolitan areas. Wisco Paul, always a great call from Wisco, always a great viewpoint as well. I'm pretty much with Wisco Paul. The key word, as long as it's gradual, as long as it's, you know, might be 10 years, might be 20 years, I don't know what it is, but, you know, as long as you're not forcing anyone to get rid of their gas-powered vehicle and going to electric, I don't think it's an infringement. Here's an interesting factoid. Speaking of gradual. Do you think this is gradual enough, Mr. Sommers? Key factoid. Starting in 2035, so what, 12 years from now? California will prohibit the sale of new gas-powered cars. And, of course, what California does often drives the rest of the nation before long. So not that current cars can't be sold, they're gas. But by 2035 in California, new dealerships cannot sell new gas-powered cars. What do you think about that?
Interesting. I think California is sometimes joked about as like, oh, Proposition, whatever, everything causes cancer. Yep. Oh, you can't have this, you can't have that. And I think that still, like you said, a lot of what they're doing does end up being true.
Yeah.
Even if it is a bit...
And California is the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world, I mean, if it was an individual country. So that's something to look at. Here's also a texter that says, I charge my plug-in electric vehicle from the solar panels on my roof. A double win. So right there, see, that's the way to do it. If you have an electric vehicle and you're not, and see, this is the thing that I think is fantastic. If you're using solar power to plug in your electric vehicle, because people talk about electric vehicles. Okay, great. So you plug that in. Where does the electricity come? Often from the fossil fuel electric plant that creates that electricity. So that's what this texter here is saying, is have an electric vehicle and plug it into your solar powered panels on your roof. That's the way to do it with clean energy right there. What do you think? Is this an infringement on your individual rights? 844-967-2789. The key word here is the gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric. Is that infringing on your individual rights? Kurt from Madison is up next after the break. Your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is day two of the Brown County Fair in De Pere, and we're here to help you enjoy every minute of it. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. We're taking a look at the Thursday, August 17th schedule. It's a good one. So here are a few of our personal picks for you. The animals, of course, and those being judged throughout the day, sheep, pigs, and horses. Plus, there's an official 4-H graduation at 5:30.
Terry, did you know there's a circus at the fair? It's the Dominguez family featured on America's Got Talent. I saw these guys. They are great. The last show of the day is at 6 o'clock tonight.
And then at 7, it's the truck pull, and it's included with your admission ticket. It all shuts down tonight at 10:30.
And make sure to look for the Civic Media Truth Booth. It's a chance for you to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning you. We'll be back with another Brown County Fair update tomorrow. If you need more info now, Log on browncountyfair.com. Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. It is now 10 before the hour of 3. That is 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. National news and weather, and 10 minutes away from the start of the Matt Flynn Show. Matt Flynn Direct. You're going to learn something. You're going to be entertained, usually a chuckle or two. And you're going to come away a better person for having listened to Matt Flynn and his fantastic callers. Great program, great host, great person. And like Matt says, we've seen some stuff, right? We've been around for a while. Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour news. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we're talking about this gradual, and the key word here is gradual replacement of gas-burning vehicles with electric. Is that infringing on your individual freedom? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 967-2789. Let's go to Kurt here in the capital city of Madison. Kurt, thanks for holding through the break. What say you?
I hate to throw a wrench in the gears here, but the woman that called in and mentioned women having their rights taken away should have ended this topic right then and there. I think it's kind of a laughable idea that we talk about personal rights and infringement, and now we're revolving it around a car. As someone who's an engineer and is on top of a lot of scientific journals and articles, I think don't look at all the externalities, like the fact that cars in gas car population areas have huge asthma rates in children. So there's that. And when you talk about using fossil fuels to convert it to power a battery car, there's a much different concentration levels of CO2 and all the other from a stack versus exhaust pipe coming out of the tails at ground level. So I guess when we'll see a couple more storms roll through Florida and take more land away and houses and buildings, and oncoming probably next huge methane release that's sitting on the edge because the tundras are thawing out, this topic of individual rights in cars is going to seem pointless.
And so how long do you think, as someone who knows this seemingly well, how long do you think it'll be realistically before we get to a point where we can transition over to non-fossil fuel vehicles?
Well, the electric cars that are being produced now is just a patch. And it's not being thrusted down anybody's throats. They're going to try to get it out there as many as possible because all technologies rely on evolution. I can tell you BMW and Mercedes are working very, very hard with their hydrogen fuel cells. And then Toyota is saying they have a gas engine, I believe, or no, electric car coming out, what is it, in 27, that's can get a range of like 500-600 miles. So I think that when we worry about infringements and a topic tying an infringement to a value of a car you buy, I think is kind of foolish. It's like someone, they put out the meme that your gas stoves are going to be taken away. Well, that was a lie, a fabricated lie. All they were doing was changing the safety standards that were already on the books. So I would ask people to start thinking about all the externalities that's involved. And as some other callers pointed out, yes, it's very true. The mining is destroying the planet. But you know what? Everything that you have to mine to build a gasoline engine is doing the same thing. So the real answer here is to mitigate cars on the road or the volume of cars, you have to start building the infrastructure to provide that transportation, which you've already explained. You guys have a lot more shuttles, trains, and other systems. And I don't know anybody that I know of as friends that would turn down taking a bullet train across country versus getting in line to get on a cramped plane, tin can 40,000 feet up in the air.
I think that's the key. And I'm not saying I've ridden on every public transportation system in the world or even the country, but to me, the greatest public transportation system that I've been on regularly is the Metro in D.C. because it's clean, it's efficient, it's on time, it's quick, and it's reliable. And I think if we make public transportation those things, I think more people would use it. Agree or disagree?
I agree. And just one more note. If people start digging back in history, there was an opportunity, was it back in the 70s or early 80s, of doing just that. But guess what? The lobbyists who are the car companies and the gasoline petroleum companies and everybody that makes parts of the car companies, do you think they want that?
Right. Well, that's interesting you bring that up. Mr. Zomers and I were talking over the break. The lobby industry for the fossil fuel and energy in general, not a small thing. Not a small thing at all. Great influence over our lawmakers, right?
Yep.
All right, Kurt, appreciate
you. Much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the call. Kurt, listening here in Madison on WMDX. Great topic today, Mr. Zomers.
Definitely.
Great call.
Got a lot of calls, a lot of different opinions.
And again, that's what this program is about, to bring people together from across the state to listen to each other, hopefully learn a thing or two, and have a little fun doing it. Clean a couple of text messages on the text line on this topic from Jeff and Shorewood saying, hey, Todd, the tech involved in battery-powered or the next-gen clean power vehicles will get better. Well, that was due to the last caller's point as well. Says, look at Formula One. They have turbo hybrid electric motors making 1,000 horsepower. They have figured out how to recharge the batteries on the track. Interesting. Mark in the sack, listening here on WMDX, he texts in. Mark says, quote, I drive a 2018 Outback 30-plus mile per gallon, and my next will be a hybrid, or hopefully hydrogen will be there. Very good. Also, we have Mike from Fondy texting in. Mike from Fond du Lac says, yes, electric UPS or electrics, maybe.
Electric pickups.
Oh, electric pickups. Got it. Can tow trailers up to 14,000 pounds and haul 35,000 pounds. Same as gas or diesel vehicles. And little electric cars can also tow smaller trailers. All right. Didn't know that. Also, WMDX. A listener there says the freedom is not about the type of vehicle. It's about the freedom to travel. How you do it is irrelevant. All right. Well, that's a take on that. And Mark from the SAC chimes in and says, be nice if rail could replace some of the air travel. I agree with that. I'm all for good, efficient, clean rail travel. And finally, Mark from the SAC says, if only we had paid attention to some of the scientists decades ago, in some cases nearly 100 years now, about some of the chemicals that we started using, the dangers they recognized, even then, not only did it poison our environment, it likely damaged engines and supposedly protected. Suggest reading the Prisoners, or Poisoners, the Poisoners Handbook, pardon me. Hey, great calls, great people. Mr. Zomers, appreciate you on our production engineer side. Luke Mathers from Will Walter and his program. It is called Town Call, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. I appreciate Luke. Congratulations on his nuptials, getting married this weekend, and appreciate having him here. Tomorrow, big show. Brady Ewing, former Badger football player in the NFL, will be here to talk Badger football. Also, Kira Saban, our life coach, will be here to talk us through going back to school. Appreciate you all for listening, of course. Stay tuned now. Next, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Don't go anywhere. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News.